The Balance of Nature, David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight. Rancher conservationist William Simpson articulates an argument for herding wild horses out of places where they are not wanted, up into mountain wilderness areas. But he also has a view on the balance between where deer behavior, predation, and wilderness vegetation intertwine. He suggests that predators are a means through which healthy genetics are preserved.
Any species of prey needs its predator because that keeps the vigor of the genetics in place. You know, if you're not pulling out the weak animals, the diseased animals, any animal that has deformities or some sort of a defect, predators get them right away. And by managing horses with livestock to where the predators have to be removed, by, you know, you've got to do it, you've deprived the wild horse species of their predators, which they need. They need those predators to maintain a strong genetic vigor. They need that.
Let's say a deer, a baby fawn, is born with something as simple as nearsightedness. It won't last 2 days because with something as simple as nearsightedness, it won't see any predator coming close, and bang, it's over. So that eliminates that nearsighted gene.
Exactly.
That, my friends, is a concept called Darwinism. Sure hope you outdoorsmen have enjoyed this episode of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks. We will see you next time.